This is Working Draft's audio overview of the impeachment trial of Vice President Sara Duterte for July 7, 2026. This is a working reference, not an official Senate record.
The July 7th session, centered on the direct examination of the prosecution's first witness, NBI senior agent John Mark Santa Anna Kalalung, and Senator Judge scrutiny of the authentication, context, and legal framing of recordings connected to statements by Vice President Sara Duterte. The court played selected portions of November 23 and October 18, 2024 recordings, while Kalalung testified that he screen-recorded source videos, compared the recordings manually, and generated hash values for the recorded files. The defense challenged copies, unreadable or missing attachments, leading questions, and the loss of context from selected clips. The court allowed the presentation to continue in many instances, but left document admissibility for formal offer. Still open were a possible prosecution request to call Duterte, a tabled motion to strike part of a prosecution response, the defense's possible presentation of the complete November 23 recording, and Kalalung's cross-examination on July 8.
Rafi Tulfo distinguished between playing a video in court and treating it as evidence, and said the rule he cited did not require the entire record to be shown at that stage.
Risa Hontiveros asked how the statement supported impeachment when the presentation had not shown that an assassin was actually contracted. She later clarified that her intervention concerned materiality and was not a closing statement.
Pia Cayetano moved to strike a prosecution response she considered improper. The chair tabled the motion rather than resolving it during the sitting.
Before testimony began, presiding officer Francis Chiz Escudero confirmed that his prior statement requiring 16 affirmative votes for conviction was a ruling of the chair. He said the ruling stood because no senator judge had objected or appealed. Senator Alan Peter Cayetano placed a continuing objection on record and said a written submission would follow.
Prosecution counsel Lorna Kapunin described the vice president as a prospective hostile witness and asked about her appearance. The chair answered that the rules did not require Duterte to attend while represented by counsel. It reserved action on any request to call her until that request was formally made.
Prosecutor Lorenz Defensor introduced Article 4 as alleging threats and related constitutional offenses. The chair immediately instructed senator judges that his introduction was not evidence. It then denied the defense motion to strike the remarks while repeating that they must not be treated as evidence.
The prosecution characterized Article 4 as alleging betrayal of public trust, culpable violation of the Constitution, and high crimes. It based that position on Duterte, publicly recorded statements about having someone kill the president, the first lady, and the former House Speaker if she were killed.
The prosecution offered Kalalung's testimony to establish his digital forensics background, his role in the investigation, and his collection, preservation, and authentication of the November 23rd recording and related digital material.
On the selected video dispute, prosecution counsel argued that Rule 132 allowed it to present the portions it considered relevant and left the defense free to inquire into or present the remainder.
The defense argued that Kalalung and evidence not included with the originating complaints or articles should be excluded and linked that objection to its pending constitutional challenge to the prosecution's process.
The defense maintained that photocopies bearing later certified true copy markings were not faithful reproductions of the electronic records or of the copies marked at pretrial. It reserved objections to authenticity and admissibility.
The defense argued that playing selected minutes from the November 23rd recording would omit context necessary to understand the statements. It stated that it intended to present the complete recording later in the proceeding.
Kalalung identified himself as a 31-year-old NBI senior agent and testified that his training included computer and mobile forensics and photo and video authentication.
He testified that the National Bureau of Investigation asked Meta to preserve the November 23rd livestream and that he retained a screenshot of the preservation request. He said he screen-recorded the source with OBS software, manually compared the output with the source, and calculated a hash on the recorded output.
Under questioning by Senator Alan Peter Cayetano, Kalalung said the source and screen-recorded video had different hashes and that he compared them manually. Under questioning by Senate President Sherwin Gachalian, Kalalung said he had no personal knowledge of an international accreditation body for the procedure he followed.
Kalalung's cross-examination had not begun when the session adjourned. It was scheduled for July 8th under the same subpoena.
The admissibility of the challenged photocopies, authentication affidavits, flash drives, screenshots, and related documentary material remained for formal offer in later court rulings.
The defense had not yet presented the complete November 23rd recording that it said was necessary for context. The court preserved its right to do so during its own presentation.
The episode page links every substantive point to the timed transcript and the original Senate video. Verify consequential wording against those sources before publication.